talking about the streets. They were very kind on Saturday in Bundaberg. Probably not the roundabouts. People are probably still jumping on there, no matter if someone's on the roundabout before them or not. But on Saturday, we worked at the Bundaberg Indoor Sports Centre.
Indoor softball fundraiser. Well done to raise some good money for three local softball clubs. It's when we left there that something happened, didn't it, Matty?
So our big old van, like just firstly, and everything's going to sound like excuses, and they probably are. Firstly, driving a big old van with your dumb face on it is very embarrassing.
Our boss, Corey, always says, own it, guys. we never will.
It never not feel embarrassing to be driving around in a van with your dumb caricature on the side. And, you know, you feel like every time you're going, oh, I'm driving a van with me on it. Hey, everyone, yeah. I'm driving a van with
and
me on it.
And we do drive around and I wave going, oh, look at us. We're on the van and we're inside the van.
it'll never become natural.
No.
It'll never become okay. And this van, it's not my favourite thing to drive.
No, it's manual to start off with. And you have got a manual licence, but...
Yeah, manual doesn't really bother me. But the first time we ever tried to get in it, the warning beeps and everything were just so super loud. Don't get me wrong, we've toned it down since, but the first time I ever got in it...
I remember this day.
And I'm just learning to drive this van for the first time. It's going, and I'm like, whoa, van, chill. I'm trying to work you out. And it's got the reverse, where it's not a reverse. You got to pull up. You got to go, like, do the weird thing. You go to the left. So there's some tricky things compared to driving an I-30 active. It is not
the park brake wouldn't come off. We had to work out how to do that.
Yeah, you got to do that pressy thing in the park brake. Everything is unlike what I know normally driving around. Anywho, so we were driving and we were heading home for the Bundaberg Indoor Sports Centre on the big main heavy roads of Bundaberg. Now, I don't really know what happened. I just got confused between the clutch and the brake. Long story short, yeah, I stalled the dumb van with our dumb faces on the side.
So this was at Salter Oval, Hungry Jack's there, turning on to Calvin Street. We were the first vehicle at the red light and it's turned green, bang.
And now the first thing I've worked out in this moment of panic, if you stall it, you can't just try and restart it without taking the keys out. Maybe this is something that people know. It's not something I know. I never cop something like this in the I-30. It's a pleasure to drive. So I'm trying to restart this dumb thing. All these people are banged up behind us just trying to make their cheeky left to get about their Saturday doing sports, going home, whatever they're trying to do. I couldn't get the damn thing restarted.
So next minute, light turns red again.
Yeah. So
we've missed a whole set.
We've held every single person up in the van with our faces on. It was actually a really cold day. I was freezing before it. I've gone from instantly cold to sweating.
So he said, I'm sweating. I'm hot ass. So I put the aircon
full board. The pressure got to
degrees.
Me too much. But whilst I was unkind on the road that day, my friends, Bundaberg itself was very, very kind because all we got was one very polite beep. Now, sometimes there's the because
the
person is angry and they're obnoxiously saying, you big jerk, you hold me up, get out of the way. This was just a yo, beep. It was just a beep, yo man, beep. I think you beep. I haven't noticed beep that it's green.
And if you stall it in your own car, you know, it's not as bad because people, you know, don't know who you are when you're sitting there with, because you're there going, your bloody faces are on the side.
Yeah, everyone knows.